The clinical lead at that time, Martin Power, recommended that there should be 15 ICU beds at Letterkenny University Hospital for the capacity of the people that we have in Donegal and indeed the hospital. So we have been sort of campaigning and lobbying for extra ICU beds for quite a while now. Unfortunately, looking at the answer that I got last Tuesday, it's not suggesting there's going to be any extra beds there anyway soon, but it's their intention to reconfigure the existing beds and deliver an integrated critical care floor at the hospital, and we would hope that that there would include extra beds, but as of now, there's only 6 ICU beds, and it's certainly insufficient for the needs of the population of Donegal.
An application was made at that time, but it was unsuccessful. But other places around Ireland had been successful at that time.
Yeah, the application went in, and it was recommended that Letterkenny would benefit from them applications, and we'd go from 6 beds to 15. It had been recommended by the clinical lead at the time. But unfortunately, we were not one of the 5 hospitals that were selected. Since 2021, we've been lobbying and fighting to have the ICU bed capacity increased. But unfortunately, it's fallen on deaf ears to date. And, you know, with the footfall that we have at the hospital, the large population here in the county, would certainly warrant urgent addition to the ICU beds.
To some people in the county, it could seem like, once again, Donegal is being overlooked.
Well, you couldn't fault them for that. It seems to be anything that we have to get in Donegal, we have to fight really hard for. And if we want specialist help and support in healthcare services, a lot of the times we have to travel to Dublin or Galway. And this needs to stop. It's like a postcode lottery. And that's the way we've been treated up here. And we need to keep knocking the door, keep raising our voices. And certainly from my perspective, as a member of the Regional Health Forum, I will continue to do that.